Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Boomer the Vape Show, giving voice to 78 million boomers from coast to coast and border to border. Each day we have a different guest and a different topic. Our guests always have a nugget or two for anyone, regardless of where you are. We hope you enjoy the relaxed conversational style of the show. Nothing fancy, just boomers sitting around the table talking about stuff. Now, here are the Boomer and the Babe, Pete Peters and Deborah Brown.
And yes, indeed, it is the Boomer and the Babe Show on Blog Talk Radio. It is Wednesday, June 15th, 2011, and we're broadcasting from our studio in the Feeding Arizona complex in Youngtown, Arizona. And we're going to be getting to our guest in just a minute. But before I do that, I want to invite you all to kind of go back and check out the website for the Boomer and the Babe at www.boomerandthebabe.com. Do it somewhat periodically. We're going to be having some changes and some new additions and some free downloads and so on that will be appearing there before very long. So please keep checking that for us, and we'll ask you to log in, get us your information, and we'll get you on our list and get you those free downloads. So that being said, we also remind everybody that we not only do this radio program, we publish mini books and ebooks, and our authors have their own shows on the Boomer and the Babe Network here on Blog Talk, and we invite you to listen to those folks as well. We produce videos, promotional products, consult for small businesses, and we truly are a multifaceted multimedia marketing company. And I'm Pete Peters.
And I'm Deborah Brown, and you just made me very tired.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Sorry about that.
All that stuff we do.
It's 10 o'clock in Arizona. It must be time for your nap, huh?
Okay, whatever.
Our guest today is Ms. Nancy Ferrari. Nancy Ferrari is a Blog Talk radio show host, and her show name is Feel Free in the OC with Nancy T. And she also has a website called Ferrari Energy Network, and we're going to talk a little bit about that and some other things that she does. But we always start with Deborah. Deborah, go ahead and say hello to Nancy.
Well, Nancy, welcome to the show. We're very glad to have you, and I would like for you to give us what we call your two-minute movie, and that is your life story, whatever you would like to tell us in 2 minutes. And you can start as far back as you want and come forward, or start in the middle, and I have a sense that you're enjoying the second half of life as much as we are, but I would like to know a little bit about the first half, so please give us your two-minute movie.
Well, I hope you can hear me smiling because you two just are wonderful, and you just gave me that lovely energy boost with your intro music and how you two are just so in tune with one another. I love your sense of humor. So thank you for having me on your show. It's great to be here. And I have never been asked that question. And, you know, 2 minutes, boy, that's going to be an interesting situation here, but I'm going to start at the pivotal point when we tend to really not know what we're doing when we go to college, and so much to choose from. But my heart led me to being a communication and journalism major. I grew up in LA. I was born in Canada, so I kind of have alliances with both countries. But I'm an American citizen and proud of it. And so anyway, I went through college. However, as life path takes us on different journeys, I did not go into broadcasting as I had hoped to do. Instead, I got married, a wonderful husband of 32 years, have three wonderful children. Now I have a 20-month-old granddaughter. And during that time, I also worked in the legal industry for 20 years. So that being said, then it was time. Kids went off to college, and what do? I did a lot of soul searching, checking things out here and there, Blog Talk Radio came my way, and it was the perfect fit. And that started last May of 2010. So I say my life has come full circle because this is what I was always intended to do, as well as writing and blogging and all multifaceted parts of media. So really enjoying, and I agree with you there, I am enjoying this time of my life because I have the freedom and the power of choice, and we have a plethora of choices right there at our fingertips. So how'd I do for 2 minutes?
Awesome. And I didn't really time it, but I feel like I know you better. And, and what I like is that you did go full circle, and yet the circle is still going. So it's almost like more of a spiral because we're spiraling, you know, into better and better things as long as we are open to it. Do you agree to that? Agree with that?
Absolutely. If you were to go to my website, and I wasn't even planning on throwing this out there, which is just nancyferrari.com, my logo is a wave because I do a lot of work energetically, but it's not, it's in the shape that kind of looks like a circle, but it's not closed. So there's a lot of significance to that logo, and I carry it with me in various other forms within brochures or business cards because of that, and also the flow of life, and that it just continues. It's not closed, but as far as the circle part of it, I finally discovered where I am happiest at, and this is definitely what I love doing.
Most amazing thing is that I just drew a spiral yesterday, and then I didn't draw it. I drew it on the computer. I drew it, and then I reversed it, literally mirror imaged it. And when I did that, I was then able to overlay the two. And what happens is the centerpiece becomes a heart shape. And it really was the most amazing thing I've ever seen. So I just will tell you that that's an amazing aha moment. I was thinking, now,
and I'm doing that right now.
It does. And I thought, now that is a very interesting thing. And I did not remember that we were talking to you today and that that would mean something to me today. Now, isn't that interesting? And I think there's something to that also about what's available to us if we are watching for it. And when I noticed that I was just playing around on my drawing program that I have, and I had the spiral, and then I thought, oh, well, I'm going to flip it and then overlay it for no reason at all, and then there's the heart. And I thought, okay, that's kind of symbolic for life in my view. We spiral sometimes going one way, and you spiral the other, you know, sometimes going the other way. But in the end, when you put your whole life together, this is getting very esoteric, isn't it? Sorry about that.
But, no, you're right. There's no coincidence here, and I'll explain later, but I'm loving what I'm hearing.
No, so then when you put the whole thing together on top of, you know, put it all together, put all of your life together, there it is, and the heart is right in the middle. Now, another interesting piece that I love about what you do is the vision board. And I did a vision board. Matter of fact, Pete did a vision board a long time ago. I do not know where either one of those vision boards got off to. They're not around. And I really do wish that I would run across it because I would like to see what did come of that as far as what I thought was going to happen and what has happened. I do know that they are incredibly powerful, and I believe you'll agree with that. But how about baby boomers using them? I mean, aren't we a little bit, you know, like past that? I know I'm setting you up. I know the answer.
You know, I'm smiling again. And as you know, I tend to giggle because it's just such a light. In fact, when you said, a lot of people ask what I do, and now I proudly share that I am a certified vision board coach. I did have the pleasure of interviewing Joyce Schwartz, who is the author of The Vision Board, and it's a delightful book, but it was a pivotal point in my life. You know, here I am doing what I love with radio, and she actually, without prompting, it's live in living color, the exercise of basically using the law of attraction. However, the process that I learned through her training is far different than any other vision board or dream board or, you know, other words. And when you mentioned that you had done a vision board, and this is very common, and this is what sets our method of facilitating the process of a creation of a vision board, is that you live your vision board. It is almost an appendage of you. If it's put away in a drawer, it is not in your vision. So it's forgotten. And oftentimes I'm asked to take a vision board that someone had done years ago and analyze it, because I take them through a different process, because it's so much more than just taking pictures that appeal to you. And you're maybe thinking that this is, you know, I want to have a villa in Tuscany. I want to go on a cruise. I want this, or I want this career. And you place it on there, but there's really no tie to any of it. Those are your wants. The visioning process is a self-exploration process, and you take away the logical side of your brain, which is your left side, and you lead, when you said the heart, I was smiling there too, you allow that creative process from within to pick and choose your images or your words, and that begins that process that manifests itself into your creation, that you will live with it, because you have placed, and I emphasize that word, positive intentions. We never want to create a negative vision board. Who wants that? So therein, I can, when people ask me, well, who should do a vision board? And I said, pretty much everyone. I've spoken with young, not too young of children, but maybe older grade school children who are, you know, it's an overwhelming world right now with almost too many choices and not really knowing where their direction is, maybe who's directing them. And this invites them and them alone to co-create this vision board so they can actually see what it is that they're, that comes from within. Because it's oftentimes hidden. We've got a lot of input coming in, or you should be doing this, or this is there. And I don't know if you're following me on this, but it can apply to anyone. Like right now, we have the month of June. We have graduations. They're another transitional time of someone who's gone through the process of intense study, and now what? You know, what do I expect for my future? There can be a lot of anxiety about that. So taking that time, plus it's something that's not created like in an art class. You've got an hour to do it. This is a process. This is the journey of your life that you are putting down on a vision board. And as I created mine in January, it took me a couple weeks, actually. I pick and chose pictures that appealed to me. Didn't really know why, but that's precisely the point. And I scattered them about, and as I pulled them together slowly, they started to make sense to me. And I have to say, in these last 6 months, the universe has allowed an enormous amount of abundance because I have placed it out there with my positive intentions. So,
I understand that completely. Now, going back to the concept of too many choices, mm-hmm. I know that in our youth we feel like we have an abundance of choices and we think, oh my goodness. Not everyone. I think some people get on a path, you know, they know they're going to be a doctor and that's kind of where their focus goes and everything leads down that path. But many of us, you mentioned a couple of different categories of work that you did, and I have had several businesses, and Pete has had several businesses, and we've worked for different people. I mean, there's been a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to try to put all of what you think the next half of life can be, or what you want to manifest, on one board, it would be huge. So I think there's probably a difference mm-hmm. between an overview board and maybe just something that is more topical or project oriented. Is that?
Yeah, absolutely. There can be a vision board for everything. In fact, vision your original one should be revisited, and some as you're transitioning through life, new possibilities come your way, and sometimes you don't have the clarity, and that's a huge part of this process is the amount of clarity and to allow purposeful living is yours once you
right.
have created your vision. As you said, you know, we've all done a lot of things, but like for instance, last week as I'm preparing to go out in the world and speak publicly about vision boards, I wanted to create a speaker vision board. Now, that's far different from what I did earlier. I've also done a relationship vision board with my husband. That was a beautiful process to share what we're looking at ahead in our relationship, in our marriage. And I don't even want to use those words, you know, the golden years or whatever. It's just now it's a different phase and what we're going to be doing together. And it was a wonderful process. And for couples who are maybe having difficulty in communicating, this really opens up the door for that because it invites it to share with one another. Like, oh, that's interesting that you chose that. And I've heard nothing but great results from adding that to any relationship.
I was going to say, let me jump in here just for one quick second.
Uh-huh.
When you were mentioning your initially started your conversation about vision boards.
Uh-huh.
I'm listening to what you're saying about business and so on and so forth, and I'm saying
mm-hmm.
that sounds like a business plan to me. And then when you started talking about various projects and so on and so forth, I'm saying, that sounds like a marketing plan to me. So that would be an interesting way then to approach what we do, and I'm saying this to Deborah also, that we if there was a certain element of vision boarding involved in when we're talking with these entrepreneurial types that are just getting started, boomers or otherwise, if we can have them not only, maybe it doesn't scare them as much when you say vision board rather than marketing plan or business plan. Because business plans, a lot of people just shy away from that term.
Well, it requires that logical thinking and effectively manifest a vision board. You are in the creative flow. And so it doesn't have that methodology of thinking through this is you know how I want my life to be, because sometimes, as you know, what is in the future is the unknown. We can plan all we want, but sometimes we fail to see what creativity we may have within us to allow for that other process within your professional life to come through, and it is revealing for some people. That word is kind of a frightening word. Not everyone wants to reveal, and I take that out of the equation. But it's also a very liberating feeling, because there are times that people don't know why they're not achieving what they perceive as success, because there could be something that's deep within them that they are not consciously thinking about or knowing that comes through with the process. It allows you, and that's why that word process is so essential. It's just not a project. It is a process that you, it becomes an appendage. Seriously, I have copies of my vision board with all over, and even a mini one in my purse to remind me at certain times that, yes, these were my intentions here, and just let it be. Transitional times of retirement, that's huge. There's especially in this economy now, what are the generation before us had in their mind when they retired, it's a far different story, as we all know. So I highly encourage people that are either carrying a sense of, oh, either fear or anxiety about what lies ahead, this process will allow for them to tap in to possibly doing something that maybe they forgot about from childhood.
The other thing, Nancy and Pete, I just realized this is fantastic. Two things, Nancy. You said that you did a speaker vision board when you were getting ready to work on a speech. Mm-hmm. I think that's fantastic because mm-hmm. I work with speakers, and I think that is something that I can tell them to work on a vision board for obvious reasons. But I want to hook back around to the entrepreneur vision board mm-hmm. that just absolutely blown away by that, because what you would be doing is putting in a picture form and in a very special way what your passion is, your why, what it would look like to live in the success of your entrepreneurial endeavor, what that would look like in the future, and also your legacy. You could have all of that, and it would just anchor all of the great things about your business or a phase of your business that would just be amazing. I have mm-hmm. never thought of this before.
Mm-hmm. And some of those questions are not, I mean, you want to come out, it's nice to come out with a power word, or that becomes your vision statement, and trust me, people struggle with that one. When you start to having to identify something, that's when the thought processes really start going, you know, who am I? What am I doing? Is this really what I want to be doing? It brings you to thought, and it really, that is key. At the end of the day, we want to be happy. And what this allows for is to put that expression from within for your desires. And without putting labels on them, those answers will come through the process. Because like I said, I went into this kind not really knowing what the outcome was and why I picked that. And as I have done, I'm sitting here at my kitchen table right now, and this is where I do my work with some of my students. I actually have taken them around my house to pick out objects, and I use my laptop, and we dissect certain words that they may have or colors. They're very revealing. I don't have my laptop in front of me, so we couldn't, you know, go through that right now, but it all ties together. And once you have that association of why you pick those images and why you pick those words, then everything is much more clear. And that's what happens, because I also have other ventures in the entrepreneurial world, and it's difficult at times and challenging. And, you know, is this really what I want to be doing? Is, you know, where's the purpose? Well, obviously there's some form of attraction to be in that that realm. Freedom is one, that you are your own boss, but there is a responsibility. So we want to take that pressure out of it, and that's what a vision board does. It allows those revelations to come out, and so there's no greater feeling than feeling liberated and have that sense of freedom that you are living a purposeful life, and that – you are in charge of your own destiny. There's no shoulds. Mm-hmm. And also living by other people's expectations. That doesn't serve you well.
Now, I agree with all of that. So amazing. That's just amazing. To put it all into pictures and the strength of the power words and the process, really you are giving yourself permission to take the time
mm-hmm.
and, you know, acknowledge your self-worth and all of that, to take the time to figure this out and to enjoy
mm-hmm.
that experience. And I know that you, there's a concept in Joyce's work called grads.
Mm-hmm.
If I give you the letters, can you, you probably know them anyway, but like the G stands for gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about that for a minute, how grabs work?
Well, grabs, well, like in the secret, and this is where this evolved from, and as we all know, there's really no secret to any of this, but she elaborated on it, and this is how I've always felt in life, too, is to remember our gratitudes. Because so often our mind is in what we're wanting, not what we already have. And sometimes to pull back or step back and realize, you know, the abundance of what we do have. And R is for release and receive. Receive is huge. And I was just talking about this with a friend yesterday who's also... we're going to a network meeting, that we don't always allow ourselves to receive. And that's what we talk about, putting a value on ourselves, that we kind of hem and haw about when we're giving a presentation, that, you know, that we need, that this is how much it costs. And you put a lot of negative energy into that. But through this process, you actually, you know, you're releasing of from within, but you are receiving, allowing yourself to receive the abundance that comes from this process. And A stands for acknowledge and ask. Acknowledge your process and achievements and ask for guidance for the right path. B stands for be and believe. Be yourself. There's this nice saying, be yourself for everyone else is taken. That's so true. You know, be authentic. You can't be anyone else. Don't duplicate yourself. This is something that I view with network marketing. If you do it my way, you're going to be a success just like me. No, it doesn't always work that way. It takes away from your authenticity. You know, there is a method, and you know that, as you mentioned, business plans, but you need to be true to your authentic self and also believe in that conviction that your dreams are going to manifest themselves. And S is for share, and I love that, because sharing is something that we don't always do so well. And the abundance that comes your way, even if it's just verbally sharing it with others. And that's why I love what I'm doing, because Joyce has shared this with millions globally, and what a difference it has made in their lives. That is what prompted me to go through her certification program, so that I can help others attain that fogginess about what's going on in my life and you know, get that clarity going on. So that's what grabs means, and I really, they're very simple words, but they're very meaningful and profound. So when you put them all together,
I like
your harvest is bountiful.
I like it because it is simple. I don't think that it's, I don't think any of the words are the wrong words for a good mindset either. You know, a positive,
mm-hmm.
Receptive mindset is invaluable, especially if you're trying to figure out what you want to be when you grow up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
exactly.
isn't it just exciting to say, okay, I am going to, in gratitude, receive all the information I need, ask for help when I need it, which in our business, when Pete and I are encouraging people. We want them to ask for help when they need it. And it might not be that they ask us, but it might be asking someone like you. You know, what can I do that can open up the channels, so to speak, and get me more of whatever I'm missing? Well, you can talk to Nancy, and she can maybe help you with a vision board. So that's kind of what I'm saying about being ready to ask. The other thing is to just, as you say, be yourself and believe in yourself and believe, actually also work on whatever your limiting beliefs are and get rid of them because they're just not serving you, and then do what we're doing right now, which is share with others and be, you know, when I share, I also tell some of the sad and ugly stuff, you know, because it's not all roses. We are not all walking around, you know, so that everything works out all the time. It's not like that. But
that's not a realistic world. And and when you're talking about, you know, getting rid of the junk, that kind of falls with the releasing, because you're releasing those old ideas and concepts and thoughts about yourself, and that to be receptive to receiving. And you know, these can be issues for people, you know, because we tend to hold on to things that are safe and familiar. It's sometimes tough to get out of that comfort zone, but then they wonder why are you on the same wheel, the same pattern of things not working out no matter how hard you try. And this is allows you to really tap into your inner self and explore yourself. And it's, sometimes I have trouble even finding the words, just what a phenomenal experience it is, because I am now doing, I am putting forth my best work, but not fretting over it or fighting it or forcing it. And I think all of us in business know that we try to control things, and sometimes, most of the times we really can't. It's going to happen. That's going to happen. But when you're at ease with it, you're able to go with the flow so much nicer in life.
Right. Now, I want to ask you what you think about...
Excuse me.
And I don't know what's on your website, to be honest with you. I don't know if you have this, but I know that there are places where you can do a vision board online, and it's really just creating, I'm assuming, pictures and power words in maybe a PowerPoint kind of thing, or I'm not even sure, but it's online. So there's that one. And then there's the video kind, where you're actually making a mind movie that you can play over and over again. And I'm going to say that those are great, but doing the one where you actually cut out the paper and take 2 weeks to work on it, and really, that, you know, have all of your senses be engaged at the same time. You know, when you're doing this, you've got the glue, so you can smell the glue. I mean, you know, you've got all the elements there.
I like that, because it's hands-on work. I actually wrote a blog once called "The Power of the Pen," and because you've got energy from we are energy, from your hand that transfers to the pen, to the paper. I mean, think about it. When you receive a handwritten note in the mail, which doesn't happen as often as it used to, that is so powerful, because you can feel their energy, what they put into it, the time invested. You're investing your time when you are, this is a portion also of self-care, that you value yourself enough to work on yourself. And the videos reading, they do serve a purpose, and as I do my coaching, I generally don't give them the book at first, because they can start looking at images and think, oh, that looks good, that's what I want to do. It takes away from the spontaneity of it all. So as I guide them through the process, then they have the book afterward. And that vision board, that if they leave with one intact, that's a process, just like our life is a daily process. I have added images as I've seen them, I go, oh my gosh, that's what I was looking for, and not realizing that someone may look at my board and see a gemstone, a gold gemstone. Well, they'll think, oh, Nancy wants a ring. No, gold is indicative of abundance. I'm asking for abundance, and it ties in with what other images and words I have in my board. So it's kind of like condensing from within into, like you said, looking at a mind movie. It's all there, and in art, it wouldn't mean anything to anybody else but yourself, and that's what I love about it. It is unique to me. There will never be a vision board just like this unless they duplicated it, but it wouldn't mean the same to them.
I like that.
That's a distinction right there.
You're right. Now, the other thing is, if you were going to tell someone to start the process right now, would you say just start collecting magazines and leave them stacked up, because at some point you're going to have an exercise that you would give them, but if they don't have the materials sitting around? For example, when I receive in the mail my copy of the O magazine, which is the only magazine I receive, I used to get lots of magazines long time ago, but I canceled all of them. But there's something about that particular one that is so stellar in its colors, and the content and everything about it is perfect. I mean, it's gorgeous. I thought if I were going to do a vision board, I would want the colors of the covers of her magazine, of Oprah's magazine, to be that vibrance, you know, that all of that vibrance that she's, that, I don't know. There's something about it so appealing to me. So I guess my question is, do you have to have a stack of magazines, or what do you do?
Well, it all depends on the scenario. If I have saved, I'm not a pack rat by no means, but I like to save magazines because I go back to them. Sometimes there's some really good articles in there. And what Joyce suggested to me, and it works very well, is to actually look in magazines that you don't normally look into. Now, I'm an Oprah lover as well. I get an Oprah magazine every week because there's just so much content in there on all facets of life. But if you were to pick up either a travel magazine or maybe even golf, I don't know if you play but or not, but there could be something in there, or National Geographic, or, I mean, the sky's the limit, or a science magazine. There could be an unexpected surprise in there that you look at it and go, wow, this is really appealing to me. And I kind of tear out the page. And I was doing that actually the other day when I was making my speaker board. I saw visions and I went, you know what, I'm going to pull this out and put this aside because I know I'm going to be doing another one. So
when we are at the doctor's office and we're flipping through a magazine and we see a page missing, we know that you've been there. You've been tearing out those magazines.
Yeah, that would be me.
All over.
That would be me.
Oh, that's funny.
No,
now,
I generally don't do that.
Oh, that's funny. I know that I was on a call one time listening to a telecall, and it was either John Ashcroft talking or Jack Canfield or somebody of that wonderful caliber, just amazing man, who said that he did a vision board and looked at it later and realized that the house he was living in was the house that he had on the vision board from several years before. Have you heard that story?
Yes. And actually he has, Bob Proctor has the foreword, and I'm looking to the book right now. I'm trying to think, where are you? Where are you, Jack Canfield? Because he's in this book too. But yes, the stories are amazing, but I'm not surprised now having gone through the process. I had an incredible revelation just last week that I'm not at liberty to share at this moment, but I never knew why I chose a certain image in my board, not even with any expectation, and boom. It was just like a brick came out of the sky that I even my eyes enlarged. My husband said, what? And I said, look at this image on this board after I told him the news. And he just goes, wow, that's pretty incredible. And I said, it certainly is. So yeah, I'm not, there's no surprise about that house, because it's revealing in what you're desiring, and someone of a close friend who says, what you think about, you bring about, and it's a simplified term of the premise of the vision board as well, because you're putting it out there. It's no surprise, but sometimes we forget that we did that, and then there's no coincidence. That's what, like I said this morning, there's no coincidence that you and I were brought together this morning to talk about that. You're, as I'm looking at the symbol of the two swirls, that's very, very strong for me right now. So it is a beautiful journey through life. And it's a choice to look at it that way. And that's why I feel so compelled to talk to either people on a small scale or a large scale who are really facing difficult times, or just not knowing how to get out of a mindset, and to give them encouragement and hope, and through this process that your life will take on a different path. But you need to apply those grabs formula initially, and then be open to allow the process to begin.
Now, well, Nancy, when you're talking about difficulties in life and hopefully finding your way clear and better understanding through vision boards, have you ever had any instances where that's worked for people in ill health?
Well, I can't personally say. I'm trying to think, draw upon. If they haven't revealed it to me, I wouldn't know.
Right.
Because this, I am not a therapist, so I tell them. I said, number one, if we're working one-on-one, whatever you feel inclined to tell me, that stays within this room here. But it most certainly can. The power of a positive mindset, it's, you know, as they say, you're going to will it, that you want to get into a state of chronic wellness, not chronic illness. You know, there are statistics, and I can't think of them right now, about people who live in a more enlightened, positive mindset will either conquer or live a better quality of life.
Right, right. And it has to do a great part with mindset. And I think medicine is figuring that out themselves, because there are many of the alternative medicine treatments now involve positive mindset. Some of them may involve such things as hypnotherapy. There's a lot of things that once at one point were absolutely strictly taboo, and now there a lot of these MDs, mm-hmm. these doctors are open to a lot more stuff. And mm-hmm. vision boarding, I imagine, and positive thought is certainly one of them.
Absolutely, and actually utilizing various energy modalities. And my show this morning was a perfect example. His name is John Salat. He wrote Tao, Art of Flow, and as I have tapped into integrative medicine, because I didn't want to have any more pills to mask my back pain, I learned to practice stillness within myself, to incorporate meditation. Reiki is a form of energy balancing, and I bring that up because I do want to thank Dr. Oz for scratching the surface on some of these topics. He doesn't have enough time in his show to go in depth, but they actually are, I know, New York Presbyterian, which is a huge hospital, and then UCLA here. I interviewed a woman who goes into the OR and does her Reiki energy work, and it has been shown to the doctors that they go into the surgery in a much calmer state because their energy meridians are balanced, and when they come out in a calmer state as well. So there's a lot to be said for that, and I am very happy to see the acceptance of the Eastern and Western fusion in medicine, because the amount of toxicity just from taking prescription pills, sometimes, yes, they are needed. There's no alternative for them, but many times there are alternatives. So doctors are starting to open their eyes and their minds to it, and, it's just there again, there's another process.
Last thing I want to talk about is the kind of another Eastern and Western concept combining, and that would be feng shuiing your board.
Mm-hmm.
I would need some serious feng shui because I've got chaos. I mean, there's just chaos in my life. I have messes to clean up, like stacks of things, and my office looks like a bomb went off in it. And I think if I were to try to do a vision board in that state of mind, I'm just guessing here. I haven't done this work, but I would imagine that my vision board would need some order, or maybe it would bring order. Maybe that would be what I would manifest, because I would maybe put something on. I think I'm working through this very well, aren't I?
You do what I do. You ask and answer your own question. But that's a beautiful thing.
Deborah, I'm gonna go out in the garage and I'm bringing all those magazines in right now for you to start looking at them.
And then you can call me when you go, now what do I do?
And I have one more question about that. Is it inappropriate to do a vision board the size of a billboard and then actually post it up in your neighborhood, because that's what it was.
Well, if your city council will allow that,
exactly.
Why not? I've got a couple of my vision boards actually within my Facebook profile. But there again, people look at, oh, that's pretty, but it doesn't, like I said, it doesn't really mean anything. I'm not creating a painting. You know what I mean? But then again, when you look at abstract art, and through vision boarding, I have gained a new appreciation for art.
Right.
Because
I had an
amazing interview with quite the visionary named Marsh Engel, and two of her authors that were in the book as well. And it's called Amazing Woman, What's Your Story? And it's generally through those times of whatever we go through that brings us to a state of, I've got to change this. And the transformation begins. Well, one of the authors, Jody Niles, she discovered what an incredible artist she is. And art therapy is used quite frequently as a vehicle for releasing and who knows? I mean, her work is phenomenal. I've ordered a couple of her paintings already because I don't know, there's just something about them that spoke to me. But that's the beauty of life. I mean, when you do a vision board, and like I said, when I'm sure you have neighbors, and this is what some of us used to do when we were too poor to get other magazines, is swap magazines. And ask your friends, you have magazines that you don't want anymore, or like Home and Garden, or for God's sakes, I couldn't sew, because I have a friend who quilts, and I asked her if she could take a vision board of mine and put it into a quilt. And she said that, well, generally, people who do vision boards do their own. I said, well, what about us who can't sew, like me? And I suppose there's someone that could try to reproduce it that way, but that would be pretty amazing to have that. But anyway, yes, ask your neighbors. Totally off topic to what you're used to reading, because that is where you're kind of hardwired. like Oprah is everywhere, you know. In fact, this is, I'm going to share something with you. This was like my oh my goodness moment. I came out of a meeting down in Newport Beach, when was this, maybe in February, and right next to my car, and I know it was not there when I stepped out of my car, was the, you know, how Oprah has her signature O,
yeah,
and it's in a little red square. It was right on the ground next to my car. I go, what is this telling me? And I'd already done my vision board, so I had this awareness of things around me. You discover that's what starts happening. And so I picked it up, kind of sanitized it. I didn't really know where it came from. And incorporated it on my vision board. And the craziest thing yesterday was I had to bring my car in for service, and the little O was sitting on my car seat. I'm going, what is it with this O?
Wow.
So we're going to, I'll fill you in. I know Oprah has an empty seat. Maybe I'll manifest that into my board. But yes, those are the
amazing
things. Yeah, you go, there's no coincidences in life. And it's not, see, that's the logical thing. Oh, okay, Oprah doesn't have her talk show on ABC anymore. Oh, that might mean that. No, it might mean that I'm going into a state of further exploration, such as Oprah is expanding herself right now, and I'm expanding myself. So that's how that right brain is taking that in rather than the logical part of it. So there's a perfect
right
distinction for you.
Well, here's what's going to happen. You're going to be the next Oprah. You're going to have your own show on ABC.
Except she's going to be Nancy T.
There you go, Nancy T from the OC. Well, Nancy,
it's so funny when we talk about that, because some people go, "What OC? What's that?" And I said, "Wow, well, just put on Bravo. You'll see what they call themselves, the Real Housewives of the OC."
That's funny.
Well, I've got one thing here that I'm looking at this whole thing as a means of possibly wrapping up our conversation today. And at the bottom of the paper I have here is something that you sent: get out of your own way.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
big
touch on
time
that briefly as we're going out. Let's touch on that as we're going out.
I think in a place that I used to be, not anymore, that I, you know, think that this is my way and the only way, and I'm not going, you know, what they're saying is doesn't resonate with me, or not even give it a chance. And what I tell people now is to step aside. Either step aside if it's a meteor coming your way, you really don't want to be rolled over by a hot, fiery meteor, and take that negative energy. But getting out of your own way is releasing all of that, exactly, that negative energy, and allow all that wonderful positive energy that's out there. Just as how I felt when this show started, I said, wow, you know, you've got me set, ready to be excited to be on your show.
Well, I'm glad we did that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm glad we did that. And the other thing, I'm glad that you started with communication, and we now end with communication. You're a very good communicator, and I know
you're
in the right business, so to speak. You know, when you're on your blog talk show, you're giving and everything. And I also know that when I talked a minute ago about your legacy being something that I believe we all are working on, whether it be accidental or intentional, I believe that your legacy is certainly going to be found in helping other people have their lives turn out the way they want by making
exactly
a vision board. I think it's fantastic.
Exactly. And you worded that just perfectly, because you stated that helping them to now I didn't write your words down, but helping them create their own life. It's not for me to say what is their path in life. we own our own, and that's the beautiful thing. No one can take that away from us. So I appreciate your compliments. I know that is what I was put on this earth for, is to help others, just as others have been there for me. And I am an advocate for interpersonal communication. I'm grateful for technology. If it wasn't for that, the three of us wouldn't be on this show. But there is no substitute for calling someone up and said, let's go get a cup of coffee. Let's go and have lunch instead of texting. And
oh, yes.
Or I'm too busy. Make the time. There's so much to be gained from looking at someone face to face, and the way it makes you feel. Go with feelings in life. And
Nancy,
it's not what you heard, it's not what they said, it's how they made you feel. That's what you remember.
You just hit on something that's one of my little things that I have been playing with right now in exactly that space, and that is we are in context versus text. When
mm-hmm.
we call someone or we sit, you know, over lunch or a cup of coffee or a glass of iced tea and we look at someone's eyes when you're telling a story and you can see them sparkling and understanding us, or they fill up with emotion when you're telling something sad or just amazingly joyful, and
mm-hmm.
you're in context with them. You cannot get that through the thumbs and the keyboard of a machine. You just can't.
It's lost in translation. There's no tone to it, and it's so much room for miscommunication.
Absolutely.
Because they're not getting your tone from it.
Absolutely.
So I mean, we're all three of us are, you know, we utilize it within our work, and there's a time and a place for it. But I will be speaking on that. Trust me, you will be hearing me on whether it be on my show or in another format to encourage. Let's go back and let's get back to simple, because it's the simple things that bring us the most joy.
Absolutely.
And remember
that's
our
been
gratitude.
That's been one of my mantras now for some time as we're dealing with
mm-hmm.
entrepreneurs and so on and so forth. The Internet's great. All this stuff is great. Facebook's
mm-hmm.
fine. But what would you do if it wasn't there? You know, what's your options here? You better get back to basics and be prepared for making sure you understand the basics. You can always do the latest and greatest, but your options start to diminish all of a sudden, and you don't have the basics down. Now you're in trouble. I mean, you can sewer your whole business by 140 poorly chosen characters, and you can entirely sewer your life, your business, or anything else by just doing an oops. And there's evidence of that all over as we speak. So it just makes sense to be able to have a one-on-one conversation somewhere and face somebody across the table and talk
mm-hmm.
to them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nancy, I got to admit, it's been a wonderful time having you here today. I'm glad you were. If you've had quite a little group of followers or listeners, which is wonderful. Why don't you let people know how they can get hold of you if they wanted to have any further information about vision boarding or anything else that you do?
Well, you can come sit here on my kitchen table right now. We'll get going on it now. My website is www.nancyferrari.com, and there you can see all that I do, and you all obviously know with my radio work, and there's vision boards, but there's other little goodies in there. And I also would be happy to give my email address if anyone
Please.
Wants to contact me. I can do this process either by teleconference, just on the telephone, as we're speaking now, Skype, anything is possible. It doesn't have to be one-on-one. And I can also facilitate a group that way as well. So my email address is nancy.t.ferrari, that's F as in Frank, E-R-R-A-R-I, @gmail.com. So I look forward to hearing from you listeners out there. I would love to facilitate you to live a life of clarity and fulfillment and with purpose. It would be my pleasure. And thank you so much for having me on your show. You both do a phenomenal job, and it's just been such an honor to be a part of your lineup of wonderful guests that you have.
Well, thank you very much, Nancy. We appreciate your being here, and we'll get in touch with you very shortly here, and I'm sure we'll be having other opportunities to do shows together, so that'll be just great. Thanks again.
I'd love to have you on mine, and thank you. You have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thanks, everybody, for joining us today. You are always welcome to give us a little message and tell us what you think about our show. You can get hold of us at boomerandthebabe.com. That's boomerandthebabe.com. Or you can go to our email, which is host@boomerandthebabe.com. We've been listening to the Boomer and the Babe show here on Blog Talk Radio, where we bring good conversation to the world. Today we brought you information and conversation with Nancy Ferrari of Vision Board Expertise. You can listen to the Boomer and the Babe show live every Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. right here on Blog Talk. Remember, we do much more than this radio show. Check out the website, see the new things coming, and make sure you always are involved with the Boomer and the Babe, or think of the Boomer and the Babe when you think of your marketing. So be sure to make the second half of your life the best half of your life, and see you at the next show. Thanks for listening, everybody.
To the Boomer and the Babe show, where we bring interesting conversation to the world. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, where we tweet as Boomer and Babe, and on Facebook as Pete Peters 47. As always, you can friend us on Blog Talk Radio or sign up for our newsletter at boomerandthebabe.com. Email us at host@boomerthebabe.com with any of your comments. Remember, at 50, you're just getting started.